one towards the goal. That's going to be blocked by Travis Wigeon.
Well, this is more like it.
This is Slang in the Biscuit. Here's Travis Wigeon and Dave Wheeler.
Ladies and gentlemen, lads and ladies, this is going to be episode 44 of the Slang in the Biscuit podcast. It's an amazing day. It's an exciting day, both in the city of Winnipeg, down at the legendary Palomino Club, home of Budashik Monday, where my incredible co-host, Mr. Dave Wheeler, is live on location. Dave, how's it looking down there?
Yeah, things are good, man. I'm looking forward to some beauties only weather, but I know it might be sunny where you are, but it's a little drafty where Travis Wigeon is right now. Are we going to get into some draft talk a little bit later on?
Yeah, whoa, that is incredible. That's 20 years of radio right there at its finest. I like that.
So I know draft day happened this past Thursday. If you were online looking around, I don't know if they updated the FPHL website yet or not, but when do we get to find out where Travis Wigeon is going to be playing, a.k.a. Trav 4?
First off, we got to back up first. So the FPHL, I apologize in advance if anybody's being confused, because I am just as confused, because it seems that the rules, the rule book, everything changes depending on the day of the week. So again, apologies if it's confusing, but this is the rules as of Thursday recording for Sunday's episode. So the FPHL was a league of 10 teams last year, 10 with two hands. I only have one because one's holding the mic if you're on the video version, but that's 10.
Take a shoe
one
off.
One team. Take a shoe. Yeah, 10, 20. After we go past 20 teams, you can't count anymore. You ever seen that that clip with Conor McGregor and Nate Diaz? Hey, gentlemen, give me a quick count to 10. Nate can only count to 5. And he gets so mad. He's like, I can count to 10 too. You're the one who can't count to 10. Got more money than all of you. He's so mad.
Oh, God. Love those guys. Okay. Are we going to get into it right away? Like, to tell you what, why don't you give us the rules? You give us the breakdown, and then we'll hold the actual team hostage.
Yes, we'll absolutely do that. So 10 teams. So the Delaware Thunder are not going to be playing for next season of the year after. They've been kicked out of their arena. They don't have a new arena, so they've decided, instead of moving the team, relocating, they said, you know what, we're just going to build a new arena. So they're going to build a new arena, go dormant for 2 years, and then reappear for the 2024-25 season. The Elmira Mammoth, which we've documented over the past couple of episodes, that's the team that forgot their jerseys in Motor City this year and had to wear roller hockey jerseys. Remember that, Dave?
Oh, yeah, all too well. All too well. It's one thing to forget knee pads, but to forget your entire bundle of unis? Yeah.
I would have paid money to be on that bus when they realized, oh, we forgot the jerseys. Shit. What do we do?
No, you just shut up and go, huh? Yeah, I thought we were missing something. Did you forget to put them up? Yeah, someone forgot to put them in, coach. I don't know.
I keep having this nagging feeling that I've forgotten something.
Hey, if you forgot it, it probably wasn't all that important.
Yeah, I guess.
The Elmira Mammoth are done. They have been evicted from First Arena by the Mammoth Sports and Entertainment Group. I guess, again, I'm not taking sides. I'm just presenting the facts that I know. I don't have any inside information. I just go off what comes out online. But First Arena, where the Elmira Mammoth play, kicked them out because apparently the lease was $1 a year in return for Steve Donner, who's the owner of the Elmira Mammoth, paying the electricity, the hydro, and the operating costs of the building. That's it.
Right.
From what is online, guy didn't pay a single dollar of his bills, so they said get out, which obviously is how it works when you don't pay your bills.
Pretty standard.
Sounds about right. Yep. No squatting in First Arena down in Elmira, New York. So they're kicked out of the arena. Then Steve Donner surrendered the team to the county. So the Elmira County now owns the team, which I'm being told Barry Soskin, who owns 5 FPHL teams, is now going to take over operating and own a 6th team. And he owns currently the Port Huron Prowlers, Carolina Thunderbirds, the Binghamton Black Bears, the Mississippi Seawolves, soon to be the Elmira Mammoth, and I'm forgetting somebody, Dave. Who am I forgetting?
Not the Danbury Hatricks?
Nope. Danbury is owned independently because Barry hasn't won a championship for 5 years. So Watertown is owned by Ashley.
Baton Rouge? Port Huron?
Baton Rouge as well. Thank you.
Okay.
So that's going to be 6 teams owned by Barry Soskin, apparently, for next season, which an absolute monopoly tycoon Barry Soskin has become. He owns over half the league, which is crazy. So that's supposed to be happening. As far as the expansion teams go, the Danville Dashers were supposed to come back after the Vermilion Bobcats and the SPHL just folded up shop and went home halfway through the season, but they weren't able to get a deal done in time for, I guess, leasing the arena for all season. So the goal is for next year, the Danville Dashers will return, which leaves us with 2 brand new teams. And please correct me if you're a local here, if I said the name wrong, because apparently we've been saying it wrong this whole time. The Wyattville Pro Hockey Team, or the Withville Pro Hockey Team, or as Dave likes to call it, the Wyattville Pro Hockey Team, or the Baton Rouge Pro Hockey Team. Very official.
By the way, though, I believe if it's in Virginia, it would be the Wytheville. So it's kind of like, I think of like, and I could be wrong here, I'm just making it up as I go, but imagine that there's no S, and you shove your tongue in between your teeth, and you go Wytheville. So you want to say Wytheville? Say Wytheville, but skip the S-E part.
Wytheville.
Yeah. That's what I'm assuming it is, based on the accent and how they pronounce things around them parts. I believe it would be Wytheville County in Virginia, southwestern Virginia, right underneath West Virginia. It's just up north there, just over them mountains.
So that's the team raging for next season. By the way, me and Joe Pace are going to own a team for 2030. Excuse me. I got to muster up some funds. Joe has to find some people with some little deeper pockets. And I think we're going to pull it together, hopefully, by 2030.
All the more reason to tell your friends to sign up for our Patreon page, where we are working towards a very nice elevated system. Depending on how much you pay per month, you get different perks and you get different toys and you get cards. It's like going through the drive-thru and a kid again. You're like, what am I going to get my Happy Meal? If you're a Patreon member, sign up now. There's a whole bunch of different levels, and it's all explained on the website. Am I correct?
Yes, and I finally did my job. I finally got the merchandising done last week. So there's going to be Sling the Biscuit mugs, which you'll see on the video version of the screen, that we're going to be coming in hopefully tomorrow to my apartment, and then some merchandise. So some Sling the Biscuit hoodies as well. So if you're a member, you're going to be getting access to that and some cards depending on the price point you choose. So if you're a $5 a month member, you get my rookie cards from Motor City and Varberg. If you're a $7.50 a month member, you're going to get those two cards and a mug. If you're a $10 a month member, you're going to get the brand new six-piece regular trading card set from the season and all my junior college days. If you're a $15 a month member, you're going to get that plus, I believe, the mug. And if you're a $20 a month member, you're going to get the collector's set holographic cards. And for $25, you get the collector's holographic set, the regular trading card set, the mug, the sweater, and the rookie cards for $25 a month to support the podcast. And also, if you pitch in a couple bucks, that money will go towards buying an FPHL team one day and possibly getting you some free entertainment, which we will then charge you for again at the door and overcharge you on beer and parking.
Bring your piggy banks down now and smash them open in the parking lot. Let's go.
You imagine? I feel like a Family Guy cutaway scene. I just got a vacuum just sucking up people's money.
No.
Thank you.
You got to do what the peelers do. They have like a string and then a magnet at the bottom that they do go around and pick up all the change. Sticks to this magnet. I've heard. I've never seen it before in person.
Like straight out of Semi-Pro with Will Ferrell, Jackie Moon. It's like the Titanic, but it's full of bears. No refunds will be given. Your refund will be escaping this death trap with your life. Don't feed Dewey any sugars. Love
By the
drinks.
Way, speaking of Will Ferrell, did you hear? We're allowed to talk other sports on this show. I certainly hope everyone's okay with this. But if you haven't heard yet, Will Ferrell is set to play, if you can believe this or not, John Madden in an upcoming biopic based on the former NFL analyst and coach.
Wow. Really? When's that coming out? You know, what else do you know about that?
All I know is that they're casting right now. I don't even know if there's a script ready, but they plan on doing when it's going to go all the way from his last, from what I understand, from his last coaching days all the way through the progression of being the analyst and then the iconic Madden series that is now basically the football game to play on whatever platform you're on. But yeah, John Madden. And if you watch here, I haven't worked on my John Madden in a while. I used to be able to do a good impression, but I won't right now. I'll save it. But I used to do a pretty good one.
The Madden football games were pretty good as a kid. I remember having those in like PSP or Nintendo DS. Those were fun days.
Well, listen, as a guy who grew up in Northern Alberta who didn't really have football, we didn't even have high school football. We were such a new city because it was an oil town, that the way I learned the rules of football was by playing Tecmo football.
And by the way, shout out to you and the other person in Fort McMurray that listen every week, Dale Denichuk. Double D is a loyal listener of the show, has been since day one of the reboot, and he comments every single week. Shout out to you, Double D.
By the way, big shout out to not only Fort McMurray, which is, holy moly, it is drier than a nun's crotch up there right now, and the wildfires are going on north of the city. Fort Chipewyan, a reserve that's about an hour north, where a lot of really good hockey players came out of. Trevor Grandjam, Stevie Yasu, a handful of these guys. And they've been evacuated. Sounds like they're going to lose the entire res. So my heartfelt prayers go out to everyone up in Northern Alberta and Nova Scotia as well, and all the wildfires that are going on throughout Canada right now. It is dry, dry, dry. Bring the rain.
And not to be too heartless, but I did hear you talking on your morning radio show, which, by the way, if you're new to the show, my amazing co-host, Dave Wheeler, he hosts the number one morning radio show in the city of Winnipeg, as he has for 20 years. But I was listening the other day on my morning bus ride to Muay Thai. You're talking about... So you lost your golf clubs recently because you're missing an eye or because you couldn't afford to keep them anymore? Which one was it?
A handful of reasons between moving and having to downsize. And yeah, caveat of reasons why I don't have golf clubs right now, but I did keep a I kept my putter. I'm not getting rid of my Scotty Cameron, not a chance. But I held on to my putter. That thing sleeps in the bed next to me. Yeah. So what are you getting at?
Well, what I was getting at was you said on Live in the Air the other day, if you could find somebody in the city of Winnipeg who needed a caddy, you would happily caddy their bag and their clubs around for them. And I wanted to ask you, will you caddy my gear around for me through the airports and the train station and specifically on the Vancouver Transit System when I need somebody to help me out at 10 in the morning? Would you do that for me?
Well, hear me out on my reasons why I would caddy. So I've got buddies that are calling me because golf season is in full swing right now. No pun intended.
That was good.
Right. So I my buddies come like, hey, when are we getting out for a round? I'm like, listen, I'm without clubs right now, but I'll be more than happy to caddy for you. And they all write back on a text message. They're like, ha ha ha. And I'm like, I ain't kidding. Like, I literally love the game that much. And I truly believe that if you brought caddies back into the game and set it up more as a partnership, because it truly is. You watch these guys out on the pro tours. They have their caddy. Their caddy has a lot of influence on how they're strategizing the game. They're reading putts. They're reading chips. They're suggesting clubs. They're checking wind direction, all that kind of stuff. They're reading the book. They're like having like the, you know, when you have a sniper and they've got their person right there checking the wind and everything. And yeah, you've seen that movie Jarhead before. It's a really good relationship. And I love the game so much that I just love going out for a walk, being with friends. I enjoy the game. I like seeing nice shots. And I would be more than happy to go out and caddy for my buddies until I end up getting a new set of clubs. I can go out there and golf myself. But just getting out in the course, I'm a happy guy. As far as carrying your bag around, it depends how deep it gets me into the tunnel. Like, do I have to drop it off when we get to the ring and go, okay, bye, see you later?
I'm hoping running all the way, like, from one terminal to the other at Toronto Pearson, drop it off, meet me back at the gate for the flight. You go back in the steerage, I'll go in first class, and then we'll meet back up when the ride comes for the Uber back to the arena for my new team for next year. How's that
Perfect.
Sound?
Perfect. Yeah, that sounds awesome. Yeah, I'm in. Totally. Do I get 10% of all winnings?
What, 125 a week?
Yeah, perfect. 1250 a week, I'll take it.
Oh, God, the taxes are going to kill both you and I on that.
By the way, it was funny. I don't know if anyone saw the story. I want to point this out, but I think it gives credence to kind of what you're doing. There's like the fact that there's always hope. There's always a chance. Michael Block, a Californian professional, there's a difference between your club pro. I mean, you go to any golf course in your area and you ask to see the club pro, they'll whip you up and down the course any day. But these guys are club pros in comparison to your touring pros. Your touring pros are the ones that tour around and do the whole PGA Tour and whatnot. So this club pro went and played in the PGA Championship, which they allow club pros to come and play in and qualify. He finishes in the top 15, qualifies for next year's, got into the Charles Schwab Challenge, and he's getting into the RBC Open. He pocketed $288,000 for the win. It's good money. Like, he probably doesn't make that. He'd make that in 2 years of the golf club that he's a head pro at, if that. The funny part was his caddy had no idea that he was about to pocket $28,000 for a weekend's worth, because you got to pay out your caddy 10%.
So you're saying he stiffed the caddy, or the caddy didn't know that he was in for a good size payday?
Caddy had no idea. Like, not a clue. He was just going out, you know, helping out a friend. Like, he traveled with him from California. He was just a buddy of his. He's like, oh, and I get paid? Sweet. $28,000 in your jeans is a pretty good weekend work.
That's not bad at all. You got to stay, or you got to go back down to the bank, deposit that in, and then hope that they don't claim taxes on that. But that's
straight,
awesome.
Straight to the chino.
Speaking of FPHL, what, you want to get into that real quick?
Yeah, are we going to find out what team you're going to, or do you want to mention our title sponsor here first?
Before we get into the FPHL expansion draft, let's get you into an amazing pair of underwear by the team of Sheath Underwear, the presenting sponsor for this podcast. They've been with us since day one. Let's get into it. Sheath Underwear, bamboo mesh, cooling technology, going to keep you cool in those hot summer days. It's going to be plus 34 in Winnipeg at the Palomino Club on Tuesday coming up, I believe. Might even be Saturday. You're going to need a pair of your in Winnipeg. For me personally, plus 22 in Vancouver. Perfect. I'm cool. I'm crisp. I'm ready to go. My dick and my balls are separated because of the Sheath dual pouch technology. They don't stick to the side of my leg. They're not bat winging. I promise you, Father's Day is coming right up around the corner. If you're listening and you have a dad, maybe your dad is your mom, whatever the case is, if you got a horn and a hog, you got to get a set of Sheath underwear. You're going to be thanking us later. And the only regret you're going to have, in the words of Jordan Belfort, is that you didn't buy more. And you're going to do so on the video version of the podcast. You go to sheathunderwear.com. It's in the video description. Click on that link, and the code Biscuit69, B-I-Z-K-I-T, 69, will get you 20% off the best underwear money can buy. If you're on the Apple Spotify notes, same thing, in the podcasting notes. Again, Biscuit69, 20% off the best underwear money can buy. It'll keep you calm, cool, and collected when you're traveling on the train and or plane to come watch me play this season.
I'm telling you, it's like having a caddy washing your balls all the time.
Disclaimer, Sheath Underwood does not come with a personal caddy. That is not included. Imagine if you get a pair of underwear for $20 and a personal caddy.
For the man, you know, for the add-ons that people will get you to buy their stuff these days, holy moly, why not give it a shot? By the way, go out and caddy for a friend. If there's any golfers out there, go out and caddy for a friend one time. Try it. You'll be surprised how much you actually love not getting frustrated by the game and just enjoying watching somebody else get frustrated by the game. I recommend it. Go out and caddy for a friend.
Awesome. Speaking of friends. Real quick, I just want to say thank you to everybody for listening. We just passed 5,000 subscribers on the video version on the YouTube podcast, as well as a million lifetime views in the YouTube show. And then I think almost 8,000, almost approaching 10,000 followers on the Biscuit Instagram page. So to anybody supporting the show, thank you so much. But let's get into the reason why you came to the podcast, shall we, Dave?
Yeah. So ladies and gentlemen, I am very happy to introduce to you the new goaltender, Travis Ridgen, for the
Withville, Virginia.
Oh, let's go. Let's go. The Wytheville team. They don't have a name yet. They're the Wytheville professional hockey team.
And just to clarify, if you're listening on the audio version, not the video version, that was not Mike Tyson. That was me speaking, for the record, just so you know.
Wytheville. Now, out of curiosity, they don't have a team name yet. Same way as I recommended some names for Baton Rouge. I still think they should be called the Red Sticks. I think that'd be an amazing name. But
I was told by multiple people in the organization, absolutely not. They did hear that, apparently. The marketing guy heard Baton Rouge Red Sticks. Well, he had some choice words, but he said basically beat it. We're not calling the team the Red Sticks. So.
Missed opportunity. But I got a good one for Wytheville. How about the Wytheville Wranglers? There's a lot of lasso and cattle out dudes out there that would love to see their team named after what they do for a living. Bunch of Wranglers. I love it.
How about the Wytheville Wranglers with a old school Washington Capitals, like a black and brown with a little like kiss of blue jersey? That'd be really crisp with a big like Wrangler. If you're on the video version, Wrangler right across the chest. What do you think of that?
I like a double W.
And then what about a tractor pulling a trailer and it's got a W on it?
They're Wranglers, not trailers. They're Wranglers. They're wrangling cattle.
Well, that's what I was thinking. You have like the tractor that would, you know, do stuff on the farm. I don't know what you do with it, but you got a little trailer that the tractor pulls, and then a big W, like a big floating blue W. No?
What I see is a couple big horns coming up here, and then there would be like a lasso around it, and then the rope would come down and spell Wranglers right underneath of it.
Dave, do you hear that? It's Barry Soskin, owner of the Wytheville Wranglers, getting ready to release me for that ridiculous idea I just had. I better shut up.
Okay, enough with me joking around. Give me the details. So Wytheville, you're going to be Wytheville. I hope I'm saying that right. If I'm saying that wrong, I can't wait for you to comment down in the comment section on the YouTube page, or feel free to send us a message through the Patreon. I hope I'm saying Wytheville properly, because I love saying it.
I got to say, though, let me just tell the whole story of the draft and how that came to be, how I found out and the details. So when I got drafted today, I guess it would have been 10:30, 11 a.m., I had spoken to, you know, GM in Motor City this morning. He says, hey, the draft's coming up, as you know. I'll let you know live where you go, no matter what. Thank you for everything. We had a very, you know, nice short conversation, just thanking each other for our services, I guess. He texts me, Virginia. And I'm like, Wytheville? He's like, yep, you're going there. And so within 10 minutes of, you know, the GM texts me, who's actually in the Zoom call for the draft. The draft was over Zoom. Within 10 minutes, I get my first message. Somebody messaged me on Instagram and somebody messaged me on Facebook. I don't even use Facebook. And they're like, hey, I live in Wytheville. Thank you for playing hockey. We're looking forward to seeing you on opening night. Can't wait to have you come down. I'm going to be a member of the Booster Club. Like everybody from Wytheville was so nice. And I'm not making fun of the people from Wytheville. I'm trying to embrace the Mike Tyson accent. But I probably got over a dozen messages today just from different locals, just welcoming me with open arms in the community. And it was very nice. So to everybody who sent a message, if I didn't get a chance to get back to you, thank you. And to everybody in the future in the Wytheville, Virginia area, looking forward to playing for you this season.
Well, I'm just looking at a map here, and Wythe County is, it is like really southwestern Virginia. Like you got North Carolina just south of you. You got West Virginia just north of you. Looks like Roanoke is about an hour 20 down the road. Very densely populated. So I think Wythe County isn't all that big, but the surrounding population, like Bluefield, Pearlsburg, Blacksburg. What else we got here? Meadowview, Blacklick, Woodlawn, Fancy Gap, right? Dublin, Floyd, Bones Mill, Rocky Mount. Now, I don't know if you know this or not. I don't know so much about Virginia, but I know West Virginia once upon a time was a huge coal producer until that dried up and they found a more renewable source of energy. But I think you're going to get, man, I know how much you love taking the drone out and taking pictures. There are some abandoned, really quirky little towns like all over that area north of the mountains. I think you're really going to dig some of the landscape out there.
That'd be incredible. I did hear coal, and I instantly thought train. We could be like the Wyattville Express. No?
Ooh, that'd be a good name. That's a great name. Yeah.
Like a LA Kings, like a big black locomotive, like an old school steam engine with like a big like plume of black smoke. And think about this. Like, remember how we talked about the Motor City pregame shows, how they turn off the lights, little like spotlight over the center ice where we come out to, and then Kid Rock, Ba Ba Da Ba, comes out with the Ba with the Ba. Right, remember that?
Mm-hmm.
What about this instead? We dim the lights, spotlight right over the team entrance. There's a blow-up inflatable locomotive, right? But they play, I don't know, what's a good song? Maybe a little Godsmack. I don't know. Pick any rock and roll, like heavy song.
How about
Trouble's Coming, Royal Blood?
No, we're going to go AC/DC, Thunderstruck. I was caught in the middle of a railroad track.
Oh, Limp Bizkit rolling. How about we keep it rolling, baby?
There you go.
Okay, so anyway. Black locomotive, steam locomotive. And then when after Fred Durst finishes the, all right, partner, let's keep on rolling, baby. You know what time it is. A plume of black smoke from an actual engine, like somebody floors the gas. Totally not healthy for anybody in the arena. And then the players come out, and then you hear that, I move out. You know?
I'm telling you, all we have to do is just fire up the Zamboni and we'll get the plume of smoke going out of that thing. That'll be great.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, if they got an old school, what if they have an electric Zamboni? Because a lot of arenas have that.
Oh, wow. Is Olympia making those or is Zamboni still making those?
Oh, yeah. Olympia makes those. They're the electric ones.
Nice.
I guess you'd have to take the old school ones and just hammer the gas in a donut and just try to generate a plume like a tornado of black smoke.
I got to do a little more research now that I know where you're going. Wythe County. I want to find out about the Wythe County rink. I want to see what the capacity is of this thing.
I think capacity is like 5,000, maybe 3,000. Am I wrong? What does it look like, Dave?
I'm having a look here.
while we are talking about that, though, I did want to say, as far as the expansion draft goes, so a little bit of a backstory. I'd been in touch with three members of the Baton Rouge Pro Hockey team. I mean, today, yesterday, the day before, and then, you know, sprinkle in the maybe 2 weeks previously. I was told by a member from Baton Rouge that I was going to be going the first or second pick they were taking, which obviously didn't happen. And there was 12 players for Baton Rouge and for Wyattville taken, and I was the last pick in the draft, the third and final, or the 24th and final pick, apparently. And then Baton Rouge drafted one goalie out of Carolina, Boris Babic. He's a Czech boy. In Wyattville, we drafted Christian Pavlos from the Columbus River Dragons, SPHL vet and former goaltender of the year for, I can't remember which FPHL team, my apologies in advance, Christian. He's a Slovak, by the way. And then Ian Wallace from the Port Huron Prowlers and myself. So Wyattville has three goalies drafted in the roster. Baton Rouge has one. I was the final pick, last overall in the expansion draft.
Doesn't matter, man. You got into the dance. That's the main thing. Good for you. That's awesome. Somebody wanted you. Holy man, you know what? There's going to be a lot of rodeo going on. The Apex Center is where you're playing.
Speaking of rodeos, can I tell you about, there was a team that did contact me today about they were going to be making a trade for my rights the second it's available for this expansion team or no?
Do tell. Tell us more.
So if you've been listening to the show the past couple months, you'll know that there is a team that put in three trade offers for me right before I ended up leaving Motor City for my hip surgery. They were very aggressive about pursuing me. Fortunately, Motor City declined all three times, no matter how many steak dinners and free hotel stays they offered. This go-round, this team was telling me, don't report to any expansion teams. We're gonna just sign you day one of free agency. Obviously, I got picked up. So now the move would be to make a trade for me. So I was told by this GM that they're going to be reaching out to Wyattville shortly to make a trade for me and one other player. Again, this is all rumors at this point in time. I mean, maybe something will be confirmed by Sunday, and maybe... I don't know what I'm talking about, but as of this moment in time, I'm a member of the Wyattville Pro Hockey Team, unless otherwise noted. But there's a lot of things going on in the FPHL the last 2 days. for well, next season.
Just to update you on my search about the rink, looks like you're playing at the Apex Center. Looks like they're doing some construction because right now there's about 800 capacity in the rink.
800?
800 capacity in the west rink and 250 in the east rink, but it looks like they're doing some construction. It's like a whole, it's like a recreation center. So they got two rinks in there and they got a swimming pool and water slides and everything. And rodeo. Oh, and,
hold on.
Hmm.
The introduction, I, Travis Rigen, will belly flop from the Apex pool into the arena on opening night.
Full gear. It went on opening night. Ridgen's going in full gear into the pool after the game.
Oh, what if they put me in a dunk tank, like right in the catwalk? And if you let's say like you shoot a puck 5-hole on the ice and you hit the target from the catwalk, it drops me into a pool, just like a 100-foot drop.
It's like one of those the splash chair for charity where you throw the ball. I love that. No, great idea.
Except it's 100 feet up. We don't have any insurance for any injuries or liabilities that.
So by the time this episode goes out, you could be on a completely different team, and this could be all for nothing is what you're telling me right now.
I was actually going to mention the next part of that was, so for example, last year Motor City drafted three goalies, obviously our boy Trevor Babin, who played from, they picked him up from Delaware, Brennan Colgan, who they picked up from Watertown and then dished to the Columbus River Dragons, and Dylan Kelly, who's now in the ECHL, who they picked up from the Danbury Hattricks and then dished his rights somewhere else. So I would say probably half the guys that got picked up in the expansion draft last year, their rights were dished. Just simply because, let's just say, for example, let's use Motor City as an example. Motor City is the protected list. We want big, sexy Elias Thompson. Well, they protected him. Well, what if we draft two players that they really want or they wouldn't want us to take, and then we trade them back in exchange? So kind of a, I don't know if you want to call it like backhanded, but a little bit of a calculated drafting move. So it's very common for guys to get traded. I mean, for all we know, my rights could get traded tomorrow and then trade it again. It is 6 p.m. Vancouver time right now. Draft happened 8 hours ago, and I have not been in touch with anybody from Wyattville yet. So who knows? Maybe they're working on a trade. Maybe they're working on getting the papers together to sign me. I don't know. I'm just telling you the news right here live on the show.
Okay. And your first experience in expansion draft. Congratulations.
Yes, which will happen again next year when the Danville team comes in and then the new teams come in, and it'll be a yearly thing, I assume.
Well, at that point, I mean, listen, you put you string some wins together and you could be in the SP. You never know.
That's what I'm hoping for. But one of the common themes talking to the teams over the phone was that the gap between the SP and the, you know, the Fed have never been closer, just because, you know, over the CLV, the flu, guys coming out of NCAA Division I don't want to go to the SP anymore because they need money. Guys are hurting for cash. So the talent pool has kind of gone down on the SP. And then also as a result, I guess D3 guys are hungrier than ever. ACHA guys are hungrier than ever. And the Fed's kind of come up a little bit. So that's the explanation I was given. So you never know. Nothing's really out of reach. I mean, Tom Brady was last overall draft pick in the NFL draft. I was last pick in the expansion draft. Who knows, right?
There you go, man. What do they call Mr. Inconsequential there in the NFL draft? Mr. Irrelevant.
I was going to say, did you see, this is a little bit off topic. We'll get back to hockey in a second, but did you see the video of Aaron Rodgers rolling into a New York Jets practice looking like Scott Stapp, like he was in a Creed music video?
Apparently he did that last year in Green Bay too.
Nobody noticed?
Well, he showed up here because they played an exhibition game a couple of years ago between the Raiders and the Packers, which I do not want to get into the logistical nightmare that was. But what I will say is that he showed up in full cowboy gear. He had the string tie on. He had the boots. I don't know if he thought he was dressing appropriately for where he was going. I don't know, but he dressed up in costume. He had the full tassels on the jean jacket and everything. He looked good.
It's a good look.
He looked like he had just finished wrangling somebody in Wyattville, Virginia.
Came on down from Wyattville to Winnipeg to wrangle some Raiders.
Wyattville County, everybody. Oh, man. Listen, if you end up there, I am definitely coming for a visit because I am fascinated by that area of the United States of America.
Well, you're coming no matter where I go. If they trade my rights to anywhere in the league, or if I end up in Wyattville or wherever I go, you're going to be coming with me. I did have an idea for 100,000 subscribers. I know we talked about it earlier. I wanted to, at some point this year, some random fan, a random supporter of the vlog and everything, for 100,000 subscribers in the vlog channel, I want to fly somebody in to an FPHL game, pay for hotel, pay for some meals, and then send you on your way, give you a real FPHL experience, and then maybe get Dave in there too, and then you guys can both just heckle me from behind the bench and remind me, hey, I have another Pepsi Max, fatso.
those pucks aren't straight. Go straighten up those pylons. Let's go. Open that door faster.
Trav, guys need waters. Let's go. Towels too.
No, it sounds like a great idea.
That'd be awesome. I'm looking forward to seeing the travel schedule that they'll have coming up and how they reformat the divisions with I'm assuming Motor City and Port Huron would join the East Division, and then you just have the South kind of become its own division. So it's never a dull moment in the FPHL. It never has been, and will continue to be so, I assume, as the summer rolls on here. So that's exciting. But why don't we get into a little bit of playoff talk? What do you say, Dave?
Yeah, listen, before we get into playoff talk, this whole Kyle Dubas situation, have you been following this train wreck?
Well, the guy says, oh, I'm not going to GM anywhere. I don't want to work anywhere else if it's not for the Toronto Maple Leafs. 2 weeks later, he's in bed with the Pittsburgh Penguins, hired as their GM.
Okay, I think we're going to get into the same way a buddy of mine and I did via text yesterday. And I hear you. I understand. Like, oh, he's a liar. He was lying about it. Keep in mind, no different than anyone else, you know what your worth is, right? And that's a pretty good negotiating tactic, saying, no, I'm not going anywhere. My family's staying here. It's like, geez, if we really want this guy to be our GM, we're going to have to dig deep in our pockets to make sure we get him. Who's to say he didn't make a couple extra $1 million just based on, listen, if we're going to move your family, we thought we'd offer you, like, make him an offer he can't refuse. You know what I mean? That's not a bad negotiating tactic, saying, no, I'm not leaving.
Maybe it was a Danny Heatley situation. I don't know if you remember that like 10 years ago where the Ottawa Senators owed him like a $6 million signing bonus on July 1st, and they're trying to get him to waive his no trade, and then on July 2nd, he waived the no trade clause, and they sent him to San Jose a couple days later, but he collected the $6 million, which was infamously named Eugene's Lake that he bought the money with.
By the way, I love seeing Snoop Dogg going to the Ottawa Senators. Boy, would I ever love that.
You imagine that? He just rolls in the building, everybody's getting high, just smoking joints.
Oh, I think, you know what, that guy has, he's enough of a businessman and a good marketing person that I think it would be good for the league. Obviously, he'd be a minority owner, but I think he'd be a good face of the league, especially if they're trying to brand, you know, hockey down in the United States. That would be a dream for Gary Bettman. He's got a bit of a checkered past, obviously, with some of the businesses that he was running. I think he was running an adult video business at one point. So, you know. He's got his own brand of weed and whatnot. Sure, that's legal in Canada. No big deal. I think it's probably one of the reasons why he wants to buy a team up here.
You imagine for the pregame introductions, they dim the lights. They're like, wow, we got a really great smoke machine. Oh, it's just Snoop in the back.
Yeah.
Hotbox is the Canadian Tire Center.
I think Snoop would be a good choice for that team. Now, the other one is Phoenix. It sounds like they are completely hooped. Like they are going to be homeless after this whole mullet experience. But I heard that Gary Bettman said that he would prefer, although Houston is a top choice for a lot of fans of the NHL, that he would rather put an expansion team there because he knows he's going to make more money rather than moving a franchise there that's already existing.
Phoenix to the FPHL 2024-25? Question mark?
You know what? You draw the same kind of crowds, that's for sure.
Hey, Binghamton has more seating than the Phoenix Coyotes do, or the Arizona Coyotes do.
Yeah, in Mullet Arena. I think, what do they hold, 5,000 for their their college team?
Yeah, Binghamton has a little under 6, and then I think the Columbus River Dragons have 8, and then the Mississippi Seawolves have 7,000, and then Baton Rouge has capacity for 9,000. So actually, yeah, I guess half the team's got more capacity than the Arizona Dirt Dogs there in Phoenix.
Unbelievable. Yeah, something's got to be done because that is, to me, that's something that you don't want on your legacy, the legacy of Gary Bettman since he came around in the mid-90s. Been there a long time, man, a long time. Like going on 30 years of him being the commissioner of the league.
Yeah, if there's one thing you don't want, it's a single bearded hair out of place. But thanks to the team at Manscaped.com, the next sponsor for the show, they'll keep you right and they'll keep you tight, won't they, Dave?
That's a good transition right there. Absolutely. Listen, I don't know if you noticed at all, but I got a little trim done. I decided to do it at home, take matters into my own hands, and boy, would that thing ever come in handy getting the old mustachio ready.
Man, it looks kind of like Dirt Diggler over there.
I'll take it. I will take it from the waist up.
You'll take anything you can get. But speaking of taking it, I mean, or giving it, I should say. Sorry, pitch and catch. The team at Manscaped have engineered the brand new Manscaped Beard Hedger. It has 20 different lengths. I actually tapered my beard up this morning. You get the jawline of your dreams, the Tom Cruise jawline that you really want. You can shave in the mustache. I got it nice and thin right down the wood against my lips. Keep, 9.5 down the cheeks all the way down. Add the Manscaped comb that comes with it. Kind of angle taper that jawline and the crimson chin look that I've been trying to get for years now. And you'll be off and rolling. It also comes with an awesome beard shampoo, beard conditioner, creams, a little scrubby brush to kind of get the junk out of your beard. And you got to go to the manscaped.com link in the video description on the video podcast. And the code BISKIT, BIZKIT. There is no 69. It's just BISKIT, BIZKIT. 20% off and free shipping, as well as on the Apple Spotify version. Same thing. Click on the podcast notes. Put in that code BIZKIT, get you 20% off and free shipping from manscaped.com. Mr. Wheeler. Back to playoff talk.
I want to go back to Kyle Dubas for a second. I think he is going to be... I don't think he got to fully take the reins in Toronto. I think Brendan Shanahan was looking over his shoulder way too much. And that... In most successful teams, the general manager is left to his job. You know, like I think Brendan Shanahan had a lot of say in who they were drafting and then who they were... Who were they trading for and who was going up and who was going down. I think Kyle Dubas is going to get more of the key to the rink when it comes to the Pittsburgh Penguins because they've got to start rebuilding a team. They've only got a few years left out of Geno and Crosby. So he's got a big task ahead of him to get that team back in the playoffs before those two guys retire so they can start training some of the younger staff there with the Pittsburgh Penguins. But I think Kyle Dubas is going to do very well. Watch for good things. And Toronto also lost their assistant coach, Carberry. Did some reading on this guy. He's won at like every level of hockey, and the Washington Capitals snapped him up, and he's got a very similar job to do over there as head coach with an aging Alex Ovechkin trying to get them back in the playoffs.
Wow. Yeah, just keep the empty water bottles and the half-filled coffees that Timmy Horton's double-doubles away from Kyle Dubas so he can't throw them against walls.
Yeah, well, listen, man, there's one thing you want. You want a passionate GM.
You know, there was a draft pick that came to mind the other day, the whole Bobrovsky situation, because I know we've been talking a lot about him the past couple weeks. I can't believe that Philadelphia gave him up for basically nothing. Like back in, so he was drafted by the Flyers, played two, maybe 3 years of the Flyers. They traded him to Columbus for Steve Mason, Winnipeg Jets legend Steve Mason. The guy probably spent more time in physio than he did actually on the ice, I think 28 games played. But they traded him when they had Ilya Brizgalov, former guest in the show, good personal friend as well. His son Vlad, shout out to him. He's playing for the U.S. National Development Program. But yeah, they traded Bobrovsky for Steve Mason. And then obviously they let him go to Florida for the $10 million, and he's earning every single penny of that contract right now.
By the way, I will never forget these Ilya Brizgalov. He's afraid of bears. Bears, they're very scary. They're big.
I was really hoping that the New Jersey expansion team would come to the Fed because Ilya Brizgalov and his son live in New Jersey. And to get him on the show in person, I don't know if you ever listened to the old episode, or the old version of the podcast, we had Ilya Brizgalov on, and he talked forever. He was hilarious, entertaining. The conversation was never dull for a minute. And he did the whole thing while driving, too. He's literally in the arena picking up his kid, getting in the car, driving home, and then towards the end, he's like, guys, I'm home at my house. I have to let you go. It's a hilarious guy.
I would love to have a chat with that guy, man. Space, it's just, he's so big. He's so small. Bears. Oh, I would love to have a conversation with him.
So the voice that he used for the Bears thing, when we had him on the show previously, he was asking me, he was talking about something, and then you kind of see the light bulb go off, and he says, what is the price of gas in Norway? you mean Norway? He's like, yeah, you're in Norway, right? I said, yeah, it's about 26 crowns a liter, so I don't know, like $4. And he's like, God, you're going to need some gas for Christmas. Get the gas can for Christmas. Oh, he's hilarious. I would generally pay Ilya Brizgalov good money to do an in-person episode with him at some point this season. So, Vlad, I know you listen, so Vlad, shout out to you, buddy. If you can get your dad to come in person to Wildville, Virginia, that'd be amazing. Get your dad on the show.
Oh, man, what a linguistic experience that would be, Ilya Brizgalov in Wildville County, Virginia.
Why is everybody in a tractor? Why are the tractors?
And do you have bears? Because I will not come if there are bears.
This place is so humane. It's big. All 8,000 people.
Briz, please come on the show. That would be amazing.
What if we got him to Winnipeg? We got to ask him about the Winnipeg comments he made like a decade ago, maybe 12 years ago.
Oh, man. Yeah, he. If I remember correctly, they weren't. It wasn't a glowing review.
So he didn't want to come to Winnipeg. Yeah, I remember he was. I think he was backing up one night and. I can't even remember what the fans were chanting. The fans are crazy in Winnipeg, but just for the record, not tripping Ilya Brizgalov. He's an amazing dude. His son's amazing kid as well. His son's going to be a star one day. He's playing for the U.S. National Development Program, for goodness sake. But yeah, Ilya Brizgalov, awesome guy, and really would love to get him on in person, especially if we get him down to the Energy 106 studios with you and I, Dave. We can just
That'd be sling amazing. You had me at hello. That'd be great.
With Mr. Brizgalov.
Speaking of guests, so I know we're about to wrap up the hockey season for pretty much every league across the world, and where summer will be a bit of a lull. So the Travis Ridgen and I had a conversation, and what we'd like to do is still continue to do shows for you weekly. They probably won't be as long, because there won't be as much hockey talk, but we'd like to get a few notable names on the show and a few interviews and a little chat. Just, you know, might not be as long as these ones, but we want to make sure that we stay in your ears throughout the summer so we can get ready for training camp coming up in the fall.
Yeah, the goal is every single Sunday there's going to be an episode, maybe a little bit shorter, maybe the 20, 25-minute, maybe even 30-minute mark, not as long as the in-season ones, but they're going to be carry on forward. I believe Nick the Goalie, right? You love Nick the Goalie, right, Dave?
Voila!
So him and I are going to be doing an in-person interview next week, which will be going up on the show probably in 2 weeks, and also followed by me and Dave just recorded a YouTube masterclass episode, just kind of outlining some secrets and some lessons and stories that I've learned in my entire career on YouTube and with the podcast as well. So that'll be coming up in the future. Hopefully get Matt Murray on the show sometime this summer. Him and I are trying to coordinate some logistics there, as well as some other guests. So it's going to be, don't worry, the podcast is not going away yet. Not yet.
Wildville, Virginia. Oh, man. So listen, next week's episode, it could be a whole new conversation of me doing Google map searches about small towns, about wherever you could be. But as it stands right now, you Wildville. You a Wildville pro hockey player.
I'm a member of the Wildville pro hockey team. Yes, in Wildville, Virginia. Hopefully, I like the Wildville Wranglers. I like that with the big black like steam locomotive just chugging away. That'd be an amazing logo.
If you're going to go with the locomotive, go with the Express. I love that name. We got a major junior hockey team here in Manitoba, the Manitoba Major Junior Hockey, the Transcona Railer Express. Great logo.
Sorry, too many pucks off the head. I mixed up the Wranglers and the Express. But yeah, the Express train and the, let's get a black locomotive on the ice and, yeah, in a black plume of smoke, the guys can come out to the intro song, Limp Bizkit, rolling. But anyway, this is going to be Slinging the Biscuit, episode 44, a little bit shorter than usual, but this is the FBHL expansion update. I want to say thank you very much to everybody who listens every single week. Thank you to Sheath Underwear for sponsoring the show, our presenting sponsor. We do new episodes every single Sunday at 11 a.m. Eastern in Toronto, 10 in Winnipeg, 9 in Calgary, 8 in the West Coast, Vancouver, San Francisco, Los Angeles. I have Dave Wheeler, my incredible co-host. I'm Travis Ridgen, the former goaltender of the Motor City Rockers, number 33, now playing for the Wyattville Pro Hockey Team. I don't know my number. I'm assuming maybe 33, but we do look forward to seeing you sometime next.
869! Well, it's hilarious!
It's my friend Doug! It's my friend Doug! We'll see you next week.